Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Winning Cures Everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
This is the NFL Week 4 preview show. We're going to give you some picks. We're going to tell you what we think about the biggest games of the weekend and the most interesting games of the weekend. We talk about almost every game. Did you see people on YouTube wanted us to talk about every game?
I told you they were going to.
Yeah, and we might do that once we get to like a midway point of the season. Once we get to a point where we can actually like not spend an hour talking about five games, you know. if we set a timer and just roll through.
If we have the ability to do this for a living for real,
we'd have so much content.
Then I would have no problems giving them anything that they wanted. The issue is this is one of multiple jobs that we have.
Yes.
Multiple.
We're both fathers.
And you're getting the worst of us because it is Tuesday night, almost Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
This is all we got left in us to try to bring this to you. And we love doing it, or we wouldn't do it.
We're giving you everything we got.
Yeah, we're doing it because we like doing it. I'm not asking for pity, but I am saying, oh man, I really don't want to talk about some of these games that I think are just going to be bad.
Yeah, I can understand.
So,
I can understand.
One day,
we're just going to talk about every NCAA game. We're going to talk about every NFL game. We're just going to spend the whole week talking, and it's going to be great. But until then, I hope you enjoy this. This show brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. You can find all the information about them and their six wonderful sports books over at tunicatravel.com. They are fantastic. They treat us well. They will treat you well. Go down, see what all they've got in store for you down in Tunica, down in the wonderful Delta, Mississippi area. They got some fine casinos down there. You can find more information about us over at winningcureseverything.com. Of course, we've got the picks contest. We've got all of our videos, all of our podcasts, everything else. Make sure you hit subscribe on YouTube. Give us a like on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We used to give out the Twitter handle. It's at GaryWCE, at Winning Cures.
At Chris B. Giannini.
So you can follow all of us, the show, and our personal accounts on the Twitter. You ready to get into this?
Yep.
Oh, give us a subscribe, please. Subscribe to the show. If you're on YouTube, leave some comments. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, what we got right, what we got wrong, etc. Tell us what your picks are for this week. What you
Gary's
what
always you like. Ask you to tell us what you don't like. He doesn't have to say that.
Well, you could just tell us what you like.
We know you're gonna tell us what you don't like.
That is the truth.
You've never had to be told
that. Now, we do appreciate you guys being honest with us.
Okay.
You know, we always want you to be honest.
Okay.
However, some of y'all could be nicer. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. We are already 3.5 minutes in, so let's go ahead and get to this thing. The Cowboys at the Saints. Saints are a 2.5-point underdog to the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, Drew Brees is gone. He is bye-bye for at least, five more weeks?
Yeah, he's not coming back, baby.
Not coming back for a little while. We got Teddy Bridgewater. They looked good against Seattle last week. This is the Sunday night football game. It's on NBC from the Superdome. Look, I don't know what to make of the Saints team. I think that they are still very talented. I trust Sean Payton to be able to put together a game plan that will maximize his efforts and maximize Teddy Bridgewater's ability, which is not the same as Drew Brees. But I think he's still a formidable quarterback that can get a win in this spot. The Cowboys have not played anybody of substance as of yet. Like, I don't think the Giants are very good. I don't think the Redskins are very good. I know the Dolphins aren't very good. So, you know, I mean, what are we looking at here? Do you believe the Cowboys are maybe the third best team in the NFL this year?
I think they're in consideration for that by the way they've played, but I don't know that they've really been challenged. I think this is going to be the biggest challenge that they've had, and it's not that Dallas defense against this Saints offense. It is the rest of the team.
Yeah.
It is going to be the Dallas's offense, which has explosive weapons, but I think Gallup is still out. I think he actually matters. Yep. And I want to see Zeke and Amari and Dak go up against this Saints defense. It is not a joke. They are really good.
Oh, it is not.
I think these are pretty evenly matched teams. I obviously like Dak better than Teddy Two Gloves, but I would take Sean Payton 1,000 times over before I considered putting one nickel on the clapper. So
I'll say this. I do really like Kellen
Moore. Now we are firmly planted in the Kellen Moore sweepstakes.
100%.
We're not off that train anytime soon. And I'm just very curious to know how Teddy's going to look, because I don't think Teddy looked great. But I'm going to tell you this. Let me tell you who is great. Alvin Kamara might be the best football player in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I think this is always fun to watch whenever you see Kamara against Zeke.
That's right. You're going to get a matchup like this. It's going to be pretty incredible to watch. Cooper, Michael Thomas, I think there's a considerable difference between Dak and Teddy.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. So far, I believe in Kellen Moore's offense.
Can Dak get rattled in the Superdome? Can that place get crazy and loud enough to shake him?
I think so.
Because I do too, because he hasn't been shaken yet.
I think that this is the...
But he hasn't played in a dangerous situation yet.
No, I think that this is where the Cowboys get got.
And so I do too.
I'm rolling with the Saints in this. I think not only do they cover, I've got the Saints straight up here.
I do too. Okay, we see very similar.
Again, it's very easy to bet against the Saints while Drew Brees is out, but I mean, they've got a fantastic coaching staff. They got a great defense.
Top to bottom, they're still one of the best teams in the country.
And they're at home.
I mean, they're one of the most talented teams from top to bottom. Right now, the trigger man's out, and that's tough.
That is tough, but I do think that it makes everybody else like hyper aware of what their job is.
Oh, I completely.
Sometimes it's easy to get comfortable when you got Drew Brees back there.
Totally agree with that.
So, while I do think that the Cowboys are really good, I do think that they are a Super Bowl contender. This is a tough spot. You know, first real matchup. That they've had so far this year. And yes, I understand everybody has NFL rosters and all that, but some just have better rosters. And I think that the Saints have one of those better rosters. All right, let's move on from there. Let's talk about the Patriots at the Bills. I think this is the second best game of the weekend. Two undefeated teams.
Correct.
Two AFC East teams. And yet we have a 7.5-point home dog going up against Tom Brady. Now, there is no question who the better quarterback is between Tom Brady and Josh Allen. I'll tell you this. If Bill Belichick were to retire tomorrow, I know you would have no problem having Sean McDermott be the next Patriots coach.
No, well, I'd rather have Josh McDaniels, but you know how I like about Sean McDermott.
I know you love Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying here.
I do like Sean a lot. I think he's I just think he's insanely underrated. Nobody across the country, half the media guys don't know his name. The ones that do know his name don't know anything about him.
Lord, think about how many times we screw it up. Well, I mean, we had the McVay and the McDermott thing.
That's right.
You and I both did like 2 years ago, and then...
Yeah, I've done it once, but I mean, I know this guy.
You do now.
I am a fan. Yeah. I believe in him, and I don't know that I believe in him this week.
So you don't think that that maybe 7.5 might be a bit much?
I could be just dead wrong. I think this defense is really good for the Patriots. I think they're kind of insanely good. They've still yet to give up a touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, well, a defensive touchdown anyway.
They have yet. This defense has yet to give up a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills, as an underdog, of course, which is every matchup against the Patriots.
Yep.
They are 2-4 in their last six.
I'd say I bet they're 500.
1-4 in their last five against the spread.
Ooh, that's bad.
That is pretty bad.
I would have thought they'd pretty close to.
Well, these are the scores here. Let's just talk about when Buffalo is at home. New England last October beat them 25-6. In December of 2017, beat them 23-3. In October 2016, New England beat them 41-25.
Bad.
Yeah, it's and now of course if you go to New England, 24-12, 37-16. I mean 2016 Buffalo beat them 16-0 in Foxborough. But that was 2016. Like that was with Tyrod and all that kind of mess. So, man.
I would lay the 7.5 points.
I'm gonna go the opposite direction. I think the Patriots win. I think that this is a close game.
I think the sharp play is the Bills because it's always the hard play.
Yeah,
I could be wrong on that.
I like having that hook there.
Yeah,
but I really like that hook.
This will be the first time the Patriots have been tested. This will be the first defense this offense has played.
Exactly.
I mean that's the truth.
Yeah,
this is the first time this offense will have faced any adversity whatsoever. Julian went out of the game the other day. Hurt.
Yep.
Didn't matter because it was the Jets. It's going to matter this week. Gordon went out of the game. Hurt. Didn't matter because it was the Jets. It's going to matter this week.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, there's opposition here. Just for gambler's perspective, if the Bills pulled this game off, right now, the Patriots' odds of winning this division are disgustingly astronomical. But if the Bills win this, I bet you could get incredible odds on the Patriots to win this division.
Probably.
Now, they're not going to be plus anything, but they'll be, you know, maybe minus 140 instead of minus 1,400.
New England as a favorite of seven, as a road favorite of 7 points or more, they are 6-4 against in their last 10 against the spread. 7-3 overall. That didn't surprise me. And so they're 3-1 in the last four, the only loss being to Miami last year.
That's right, last year.
That last second loss.
I just have a feeling, and you know how I believe this. I know there's a lot of close games that happen in the NFL. If I don't think a team can win, it's a short line. I can't bet them.
It's a different era. There's so much more scoring now. Like it's in the NFL, of course, the lines are going to be tighter.
Not against the Patriots.
But, yeah.
Not against the Patriots, there's not any more scoring?
No, not against the Patriots, but the Patriots do put up more points right now.
Well, yeah.
So
that's why I would take them to cover.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Nobody scored a first half point on them since the playoffs last year.
Yeah. I'm a roll with the Bills. I think that they will be able to slow down at least a little bit. I could see this being a touchdown game. I like the hook there. I think the Patriots win. I think the Bills cover.
I do think that's a sharp play. We talked about that.
Yeah. Let's move on from there. Let's talk about the Chiefs at the Lions. The Lions are a 7-point underdog at home. This is early game again, 12 o'clock. They keep putting the Chiefs at 12 o'clock. It's kind of weird, right? Yep. Like I don't know why they're not the afternoon game. Lions 2-0-1 so far on the season. And, man, does that Cardinals game not feel more like a loss now?
Yes.
It's just ridiculous. Matt Patricia, like he has built this team in the image of the Patriots.
He's trying.
And I got to tell you, I think that he knows at least how to slow down the Chiefs at least a little bit. Obviously, the Chiefs are going to put up points on everybody. But I also think that Matt Stafford, you know, a little bit underrated. Like, the guy can sling it.
Correct.
I don't think that he has to worry too much about like a ball hawking defense, anything like that. I know Tyrann Mathieu is still good, but as a unit, the Chiefs defense is still not great by any stretch of the imagination.
Totally correct.
Lions at home. I'm never going to pick against the Chiefs to win. But I think at some point there's got to be a comeback down to earth thing. And after such a massive home win last week against the Ravens, who everybody was crowning as the next big thing, I think at this point, this is maybe one of those where, you know, last year their four losses were all on the road. I think if you're going to get got, it's going to be on the road against a team you don't expect it to be against. I think people still maybe underestimating the Lions a little bit.
I would bet if we went back and looked, I would have bet those four road losses were against good teams.
Oh yeah, and I think the Lions are a good team.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't disagree with the Lions being a good team. We're gonna go opposite on this one too. I'm just so impressed with the Chiefs, and I don't think they're coming back down to earth. I think everyone said I said it. If they lost 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards, he's still the best quarterback from last year's roster, right? Out of everybody else's, if you take 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards away from him, he's still the number one quarterback. I don't think we're taking any touchdowns away from him. I don't think we're taking any yards away from him at all. I think he can sustainably do this. I think this is who he is.
Well, remember, I mean, it was a backdoor cover, but they did only win by 5 last week. At home.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is...
I think the Ravens are a lot better football team than the Lions. I could be wrong about that.
I'm going to venture to say that the Lions at home will be as good against the Chiefs as the Ravens were on the road.
Okay.
Like, that's just me. I don't think the Lions win the game. Yeah. I think they can keep this thing close. And with the way that teams are going for 2 and missed field goals and missed extra points and da-da-da-da-da, you're giving me a touchdown to work with? I'll take the touchdown. I'll take the points.
Okay. That's probably the sharp play, and I'm going to bet I'm going with the public. But I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes.
You probably a smart
until man. Until he brings his butt to Foxborough, I'm not betting against him.
You bet on the Ravens last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I lost.
No, you won.
I did not win. I think my line was 4.
That line was a touchdown last week.
I don't think I got a touchdown, Gary.
I could have sworn that
you... I have to look it up. It's been a while. Man, listen.
It's been a week. Now and then. It's been a week.
Well, it's been...
Yeah, go over to Winning Cures Everything. Click on Gambling Picks.
And then, you document what I pick.
Well, this is what I'm telling everybody to go and do right now, so that they can keep up with what we're doing as well.
It's bad radio, but
no. This is fine. So you look at the NFL gambling picks.
Did I cover this game?
And no, you didn't bet this game. Look in the go back. Go back. This is riveting radio.
I know,
riveting
radio. Now we're getting
go back down. It was the big games. NFL big game picks. Right there. So, full season.
Just terrible.
Full season. Ravens at Chiefs. Yeah, we both had the Ravens against the spread. You had Ravens straight up because it was Chiefs minus 6.5. That's what it was. Okay. So, now that we're off of that.
That was. We were going to try to get... Y'all want to do 16 of these?
You really don't.
That would not be entertaining to anybody.
Y'all really don't. I promise you. All right, let's move on. Good gracious. The Vikings at the Bears. I do think that this is a big game. This is a big divisional game. The loser of this drops it probably 2 back in the division.
Yeah.
Probably, because it depends on if the Packers win or not. But either way, both of them have to win to keep up.
At least the Packers aren't playing in division.
Right.
So it won't be a divisional loss.
No. Bears... looked really good on Monday Night Football, but, man, that was not because of Trubisky. He still is having problems. That defense, though, that defense showed up big time. That's what terrifies me about this game.
Go ahead. Buy Trubisky today.
I like...
Let him beat up on the... Let me tell you a stat about Washington. know I'm talking over you again. I apologize.
No, you're good.
Let me tell you a stat about Washington. Worst defense in all the NFL, Miami Dolphins. Second worst defense, the Giants and Washington tied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations, Mitchell Trubisky. You threw your first touchdown. You looked really good. That is a garbage team. And I don't know that Washington's any better than the Dolphins. I just don't know that they are.
They, I'll say this. They got a lot of points due to turnovers, right? Mm-hmm. Washington gave up 5 turnovers in that game. So the Bears, of course, at home, -2.5. The last time that they played a really good defense, they played the Packers in week 1. They only scored 3 points at home. They went to the Broncos and played against a defense that
we thought was supposed to be good. Was good. And statistically, we're seeing they're terrible.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Like they're bottom 7 in the league, I think.
And
it's bad.
And the Bears still only put up 16 points. Probably should have lost that game if it wasn't for a roughing the passer call. So, I think I like Minnesota here. What terrifies me about this, though,
is Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins against this defense.
Because you know he's going to. So I have the Vikings. It's in my gambling picks. I'm giving that away now. He's going to throw the soul-crushing interception that's going to cost me this game.
Yeah, that's what I'm terrified of.
That's what he's going to do. Because he only is a good quarterback when he's playing from the front. And I don't know against this defense, will they be playing from the front or not? Against bad teams, I believe that the Vikings can get out in front. And then he never has to press, and they can run the football, they can control the clock, and they can end the game.
I had the Vikings against the Saints in the NFC Championship game, didn't I? I think that was my pick.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure that because I was all in on the Vikings. I thought they really turned this around.
I do have the Vikings going to the Super Bowl, so they're in mine.
And that's where, but man, Kirk Cousins cannot beat teams winning records.
If Aaron Rodgers does not win this division against these 3 quarterbacks, I can't help you. Yeah. I know that Matt Stafford's looking much better, but I don't know how to explain how last year you lost the division and you were behind Kirk and you were behind Mitchell. I don't know how to explain that.
Well, easy. They both got great defenses. Like that's the biggest thing. And the Packers did not last year.
I know they did.
But they rebuilt that thing this year.
But this is a quarterback league, man.
Oh, I know. I know. Everything is set up
every for the other great quarterback at least makes the playoffs. You don't win it all the time, but you at least make the playoffs. There's not a bad quarterback that missed the playoffs last year.
I'm going to take the Bears at home here.
I'm going to take the Vikings because I think they're going to – I don't think Mitchell can score against a good defense.
So I'm guessing if you're taking the 2.5, I think you're taking them to win, right?
Yes, I'm taking them to win, and I'm telling you now, the problem is they're not because one is not going to be trusted to throw the football. The other one's absolutely going to believe he can make that throw, and he is going to throw it straight into the hands of the defense.
You are so right on
and
that.
And I'm going to be furious, and I'm. Oh, it's going to cost me money.
Let's move on. Thursday night football.
Hey, I like this game.
I think I like this game, too.
We get a really good Thursday night game.
The Eagles at the Packers. The Packers are a 5.5-point favorite right now. Yes, sir. Is that still?
Yep. Oh, no. We're going down to 4.
We're back down to 4.5.
And Vegas Insider has it at 4. Let me actually see a book instead of Vegas Insider. Give me one.
Yeah, it did move
Vegas
up
Insider to, shows a lot of movement, but sometimes at the books it doesn't actually move. Man, we're a lot of bad radio for the NFL preview.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's kind of been
not on our game. I will openly say this: if you're hearing it on the podcast, I don't know if I've said it on the other ones or not because I don't know where Gary puts these in at. I just know when it's finished. 4.5. This is the least prepared I've ever been for a show. In a long, long time. I'm not gonna say ever.
Well, it was a weekend trip to Cleveland, and you went to the Browns game.
My first day back at work today, and
it's been busy.
Yes, I showed up about 10 minutes before we came up here to start.
There you go.
And said, "I have my gambling picks. What else do I need?
what can I do?
Anyway, yeah, it's at 4.5.
So 4.5. So it got bet back down. This is in my gambling picks.
Is it?
Yeah. Got it at a different line though.
You want me to make my pick here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I would take the Eagles because I cannot see this team that is so talented dropping 3 straight, and I'd take them to win the game.
They've got some crazy injuries right now, I don't think it matters either.
Because it's not. Here's the thing: they're all skill players. They're all wide receivers that are hurt. You know how I feel about wide receivers. They're a dime a dozen. And I've watched both of these last Eagle games that they've lost. The wide receivers they have on the field are getting open.
Yeah.
They're absolutely getting open. So you can't say, well, our best receivers are out. Well, those guys are open. So are your best receivers going to be more open? Because you got to be able to hit these guys.
Yeah.
And I've seen Carson Wentz be good at football. I can't imagine he just forgot how to throw the ball.
I think in a desperate spot.
I do think this is desperate.
And I don't believe enough in the Packers to see them go 4-0. The coaching
discrepancy of a team that has lost 2 in a row and the other team is 3-0 and this is not a Rodgers problem. This is a coaching problem. I don't see them being 4-0, and I don't see this team going to 1-3.
Yeah, me either.
It's just my perception of what these teams are.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't see it.
I was extremely off before the year started. Now, I think I'm way off about the Packers to begin with now, but I can't imagine being that far off on the Eagles.
Yeah. At some point, there will be a regression to the mean.
At some point, it's got to happen. And this is a desperate move. Thursday night football is ugly football.
Yeah, it is.
Which...
If you like ugly football, the Eagles are all in on that.
They're definitely uglying up some games.
Yeah, and so I do like the Eagles here.
Okay, that surprises me. I don't know why I thought you were gonna be on the.
No, because I didn't believe in the Packers before the season, and this it's offense, not like they've this it's not like they've really wrong. Surprised me.
That's right. There's like, something wrong.
They can't score in the second half. I mean, they're averaging 4.5 points in the second half of games.
As soon as they get off script,
yeah,
they score no more points.
Exactly.
It's very strange.
And I think if you do that against Carson Wentz and this bunch, I think that they will make you pay for it.
And I gotta think this Eagles defense is better than they've been.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talented. I know they've got a bunch of guys hurt too on defense.
I don't think they've been desperate yet. No, like this team, I mean, the last few years, when they get desperate, like it's go time.
I think this team moonwalked into Atlanta thinking, we're going to beat up on these guys. They got themselves into a fight.
Yeah.
And Carson made a ton of mistakes. And then they got home and they were like, all right, it's the Lions.
Yeah, we'll handle the Lions.
We'll handle them. We're just better than them. And they got.
Yeah.
The thing that the Lions do, also the thing that the Packers are doing. Lions are really good in the trenches on both sides of the football.
Yeah.
Packers are really good in the trenches on both sides of the football right now. If you get beat in the trenches, they are going to lose this game, and the Packers are going to cover.
Yeah.
They got to get tough in the trenches.
And I think they will. But if they don't, then obviously
our analysis is one team is desperate and the other team has overshot their shot, right?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Hardcore analytics there.
All right, let's talk. Let's move on. Let's do rapid fire. You ready?
All right. Real rapid fire.
We got 6 games.
Pop them off.
Browns at the Ravens.
Not enough points.
I like the Browns here. Reason being, I think this is a desperation spot. I understand your reasoning.
We teased a Browns FG, but then we just said rapid fire.
So rapid fire. Browns. At the Ravens, I like the Browns here because I think people are not fully understanding exactly how good the teams are that have beaten them, right? So game one, I get it. Titans wanted to come out and prove a point in that game. Obviously, they look like garbage the last 2 weeks, but they still have talent. They still got dudes, and all of the hype was on Cleveland. Cleveland playing at home that first week may have been the worst thing for them. I think they lost to a really good Rams team who I think, again, is really, really good. And like, I don't think the Ravens are as good as the Rams. So I think that the Browns can actually hang in this. They're leaving Cleveland. There's not as much pressure on them here. Everybody expects them to go in and lose. I like the Browns to at least keep this game close. So I'm rolling Browns on that one.
I've watched this team closer than I've watched any other team in my life over a 3-game stretch.
And just don't believe.
No.
Can't believe in them.
I'm telling you as honest as I know, this is my team. I'm telling you as honest as I know how to be. There was a chance that Freddie Kitchens could be a disaster. And everybody in Cleveland saying, oh, it's only 3 games. You don't know. Yes, you do, because he controls the offensive side of the ball, and that's what is a disaster.
Yeah.
He does zero for the defense, so you can't give him any of that credit at all. And he is doing all the play calling. He is doing things that are purposefully trying to confuse the other defenses with his offense.
And it actually all it does confuses is confuse his offense.
Own offense. And they're just not good. And the thing, I promise I'll make this as quick as I can make it by saying this. I believe that one of the things that makes me a good administrator at my job, I own my own businesses now. But before I did that, I've been in management and administration for a long time. And I'm a clown in here, but in my real jobs, I actually am pretty professional. And I take them serious. One of the things that makes me great at administration and management is I'm never 100% certain about anything. Ever. When something's not working, I take those involved that have a voice. I lock us into a room, and we don't leave the room until we have solved the problem. And the only rule is there are no bad ideas. We will throw anything we can at the wall. We will troubleshoot and problem solve, workshop everything we can workshop it, poke as many holes as we can in it, and then we'll come out with what we believe is the best plan to go forward with the business. It's something that has made me incredibly successful. It is time-consuming. It is stressful. It is hard, but we do it. Freddie Kitchens said one thing in today, Tuesday's press conference after the game, that is not only unforgivable, but it's who he is as a person, which means he's never going to change. Which the question was asked, are you willing to give up the play calling? And his response was, it's not even being considered. Now, my problem is this. When the offense looks as bad as it's looked for 3 weeks, and it's not like you've played the greatest defenses in the world. Rams, really good defense. Those other two teams, I don't know that we can say that. Because the Titans have been beat up on, and the Jets have been beat up on, okay? So, the fact that you're willing to walk into a room, your offensive side of the ball, and you're already saying, we got to figure out how to fix this, but we're not considering X, Y, and Z. Don't even think about it. No, when you're that bad, and you have that much talent, everything at least needs to be considered and figured out and workshopped. Everything. You exhaust it. No stone left unturned. I think he wants to win his way. And one thing I will tell you about me in business and all my jobs is anybody who's ever worked with me will tell you I don't care anything about credit. I don't care. I don't want it. It doesn't matter to me. Did we win or did we lose? Did we make money or did we not? Do we have happy customers, happy clients, or do we not? Do we have happy employees or do we not? I only care about wins. I don't care anything about who figured out the plan to do this, do that. Freddie wants to win. There's no doubt in my mind he's a crazy competitive guy. Freddie wants to win his way. And I just have a problem with that, and I don't think that character trait ever changes. Okay. I went really long, and I said an inkling of what I actually want to say. I barely cracked the surface on really breaking this team down because I feel like I know this team. I know them backwards and forwards right now. I know everything about them, and I could not be more out.
So, Ravens.
I really like Lamar a lot. And I just want listen, nobody loves Miles Garrett more than I do. Don't hurt Lamar. Just don't hurt Lamar.
Just don't hurt Lamar.
Because this kid has a chance to be special.
Yeah, that's, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. All right. So now we'll for real.
We will for real go
rapid fire.
I tried to say what I need to say.
No, it's all good. I think it was very well put.
I don't know. It was beautiful. I don't know if it was that, but
it was a beautiful job.
It was real.
I am appreciative that I'm your partner.
I'm glad of that. Most people think that you should sail me down the river.
That's yeah. Hey, well, I mean, if I was going to fire you, it would have been years ago. So, you know, at this point, I've come to expect everything. So it's all good. Let's roll. Monday Night Football. Bengals at the Steelers.
Woo!
This is a
somebody matchup. Will walk away with not a loss.
Well, yeah, because you either get a tie.
You're either going to tie.
Or win.
Or one of them is going to get a win.
Oh, this is disgusting. Steelers are a 4-point favorite. I'd have to go with the Steelers here. I like. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to get this thing righted. I think the Bengals are awful. Andy Dalton did show some spirit last week coming back.
I'm going to tell you, Andy Dalton has played two games where he's looked really good.
Yeah.
Now, and the 49ers game, 49ers game might be a kitchen sink thing. You just throw that away and you just got beat. But the other two games, Andy ain't been the problem.
Yeah. Steelers probably also could have beaten the Seahawks.
Correct.
Even with Mason Rudolph. And really could have won at San Francisco last week.
Yeah, they could have won that game. You know, they were in that game. They led. And Kyle Shanahan does what Kyle Shanahan does.
You got that right. Next up, Titans at the Falcons. Falcons are a 4-point favorite. This is a game that I am staying away from. The reason this is interesting is both of these teams had playoff aspirations. And the loser of this game goes
loser
to 1-3.
This is a loser leaves town.
Yeah, match. You get to 1-3 at this point.
Yep.
That's not good. That is very difficult to make up.
This is my gambling picks.
Yeah, I mean, I told you I ain't ever betting on the Titans again. Screw them after last week. Good gracious, that was ridiculous last Thursday. Panthers at the Texans. Texans -4. Kyle Allen, is he the next savior? We will find out. Although I do think that this may mean that there's a quarterback battle in Carolina, because if he plays as well as he did against the Cardinals, I mean, how could you bring Cam Newton back? Like, and he's got a Liz Frank injury right now that he's dealing with. Like, could we have seen the end of Cam Newton?
I mean, you know how I feel about that. I buried him in our recap of last week. How do I say that? After week two,
yeah,
I officially put Cam to rest.
Yeah.
And I had never seen Kyle Allen play in the NFL.
But most people had not seen Kyle Allen play in college.
Well, that's because they don't follow the SEC football the way we do.
No, but Kyle Allen transferred to Houston. Like, he played 2 years at Houston.
Yeah, but we knew who he was at A&M.
Yeah, no, we knew who he was, but he wasn't good. At A&M, but he was young.
We knew who he was.
Yeah, we knew who he was. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying is – he has not had a ton of experience, but he was a highly regarded recruit. He was a 5-star recruit.
Yes, sir.
But, man, he latched on in some bad spots and didn't get near the amount of playing
time. We talked about this before the season started. This Panthers roster is loaded with talent.
It absolutely is.
They just need a trigger man.
They may have found him one. And I don't believe in this Texans team. I don't understand them.
I will tell you this. The Texans as a favorite, I love betting against. It's strictly because every game is coming down to the last play, possession. That's just it.
That's Deshaun Watson.
By two scores at all.
No, you're right about that. I do kind of like the Panthers here. Just, again, what you were talking about. Jags at the Broncos. Gardner Minshew.
The nation has just been swept inundated. Up by this gentleman.
Did you hear the story that he called in with to Pardon My Take? Like on Friday last week?
No.
Oh my Lord, this
it's been
dude.
A long time since I listened
so he was the take. He was the brief story on Gardner Minshew. He was the quarterback at East Carolina.
Yes.
Right? And he started at Northwest Community College.
Northwest Mississippi Community College.
Believe that.
I didn't graduate from there, but I did go there.
I went there too.
My second freshman year and my first sophomore year, Northwest Mississippi Community College.
He goes to Northwest. And then he goes to East Carolina. Well, he is behind these other guys at East Carolina, having trouble getting on the field, et cetera. Well, one of the guys gets hurt. Their backup ended up being their best running back, and their running back, like their starting running back, got injured.
Got hurt too.
So they moved the backup quarterback to running back, and then the starting quarterback got hurt, so he had to go into the game, and he started doing the math afterwards because it turned out he was going to end up having to play, but he knew that once the other guy came back, he was going to lose that job because the like, coach basically told him, like, this is our guy. We really need you in this spot, but that's our guy. So he was trying to figure out, okay, how much time is it for? This is before the four-game rule for redshirting.
Right.
So he was trying to figure out about a medical redshirt because he wanted an extra year to be able to be a grad transfer to go play somewhere.
Correct.
Right? This dude figured out the math, realized that if he knocked himself out for the rest of the season at this point, before he played any more snaps, then he could get a medical redshirt, and that way he would have another year of eligibility. So this is what he told his Washington State teammates, and he said he had never shared it with anybody else before he told the Pardon My Take guys. But that's how much he wanted another year of being able to play football.
Well, because he didn't know that he was going to get drafted.
Well, no,
and so he wanted every year of college that he could get.
So this man went and got a hammer and a bottle of Jack Daniels. And his roommate left, and he sat there, and he used his non-throwing hand. He was trying to hit his throwing hand, but he was doing it with his non-throwing hand, so it was the weaker arm.
Oh, that wasn't smart at all.
So he takes a couple of swigs of his Jack Daniels, puts the hand down, bam, 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 hits it as hard as he can. And he said, man, it hurt. It was, but he could tell it wasn't broken. So
maybe not as smart as I thought.
Takes a few more swigs of Jack Daniels, drinks, you know, 3-4 glugs. Bam, bam, bam. Again. He said he hit that thing like 12 times. He said, and he could tell it still wasn't broken. He went into practice the next day, hand all swollen up. Coach asked what was going on. He said he slammed it in the car door. He still had to play the rest of the season. Not the rest of the season, but he said still threw it pretty well, but I had a swollen hand for like 5 weeks. But that dude wants it. And look, getting points again? What is he, 13-2 against the spread as a starter?
Yeah.
Like that includes Washington State and the Jags, but this dude is a lot of fun.
I'm a big fan. I love him. I live in a world where it's hard for me to swallow this because I just think the Broncos aren't going to go 4-0-4.
Yeah.
It's just a math thing, which is the only reason why I'm not betting it.
But, of course, they've also got the Jalen Ramsey situation, which wasn't a problem last week.
It didn't seem to be a problem.
But it's a problem this week because he's called in sick and he's not coming to,
you know. I think he's probably just missing practice. I could be wrong on that.
I mean,
he misses a game, he misses a game check.
Yeah.
So.
I think these dudes are making so much money now, it doesn't matter.
I'll tell you this. I love the kid. I want anything for him. I'm going to regret not betting on him this week.
Yeah, probably so.
I'm going to regret not betting on him this week.
Probably so. And finally, last and least, I guess. Yeah. Raiders at the Colts. I wanted to throw this in there just because, you know, My Raiders under 6.5 is getting so much closer.
We got worried when they came out and kind of beat the brakes off of the Broncos.
And now,
then we realized, Broncos just suck.
Now, I did hear Mark Schlereth say on one of the shows that I listened to. I don't remember which one. I heard him say that they have been dealing with injury / illness. Like
The Broncos?
The Raiders.
Okay.
Because there's something going on with the Raiders that they've still got a ton of talent, but like they had an illness sweep through the football facility.
I don't know if I'd use the word ton of talent.
Oh, they've got a lot of talent right now. Yes, 100%. They got a bunch of skilled talent. Like that Tyrell Williams dude, man, he is lighting it up right now. Josh Jacobs has been really good.
He's a receiver. Josh Jacobs is a high draft pick. I'm not going to deny that he's got a lot of talent. Not question that at all.
Yeah.
Tyrell Williams has been bounced around this league, and he is the best. He's the best receiver they have.
But here's
the deal. And he's really fast.
He's really fast, and he's really good. He has dealt with off-the-field issues forever. Right? And it looks like he's finally got, now it may not last the whole season, But it looks like he's got everything together here, right?
We're just going to disagree on the tons of talent part.
That's fine. Look, they have talent. How's that? They have talent.
Yeah, these guys are all pros. Like, they're better than you and I at football.
Are the Colts 7 points better than the Raiders?
I think the Colts are really... You're talking to the wrong person when you were having this conversation.
No, I do.
I think they're winning this division. I think they're making the playoffs. I think this is a really good team. I like this team a lot. I like this coaching staff. I like the way they're built. They've got the meanest, nastiest offensive lineman. So, I like this team. We're doing rapid fire. I'm not going too crazy. Everyone knows I like the Colts. I've been high on them all year. This is in my gambling picks.
Okay.
I'm going to lay all these points.
All right. I'd probably take the Colts as well. I need the Raiders to lose a lot. I got under 6.5.
I don't know that that's in danger.
I don't think it is.
I was afraid after the Broncos team, and then now I'm kind of understand that.
Yeah. It's they still got a rough schedule. All right, that's going to wrap up our NFL preview show. Of course, you can find us over at winningcureseverything.com. Go over there. Make sure you check out all of our social media. Give us a like on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You can also subscribe to the show on YouTube, on whatever favorite podcast app you may have, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, whatever. If you're on Apple Podcast, please leave a 5-star review. We do appreciate that very, very much. It helps out more than you know with their algorithm as far as getting us in front of more people. And we do appreciate the support with you guys listening and following and commenting and leaving reviews and all of that wonderful stuff. You guys are great. Go over to tunicatravel.com. Find out more about the stuff that they are offering down in the Delta. We will see you guys again next time.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.